is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House of Representatives has adjourned for the holidays without sending the articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the Senate. However, as AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Speaker Nancy Pelosi did invite Trump to give the State of the Union speech in February.
The response came after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to the president formally inviting him to address a joint session of Congress February 4th. The letter comes 2 days after Pelosi's House voted to impeach the president. She says she's inviting him to deliver the address in the spirit of respecting the Constitution. It's unclear if the Senate will have acted on impeachment by the time the president steps into the House chamber. No date has been set for its trial, with Pelosi and Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell at an impasse over how the trial will be run.
Boris Johnson won approval for his Brexit deal in Parliament on Friday, the first step toward fulfilling his election pledge to take Britain out of the EU. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has details.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has finally gotten his way. His Brexit deal is all systems go, just in time for Christmas. He won initial approval for the withdrawal agreement on Friday by a landslide.
Eyes to the right for 358.
With 358 lawmakers to just 234 voting to pass the second reading of the bill, Johnson is on course for a smooth and speedy ratification of the divorce deal to implement Britain's biggest policy shift in more than 40 years. Following the January deadline, the Prime Minister will face talks to secure a trade deal with the bloc. In a change to the bill, Johnson made it illegal to extend those talks beyond the end of next year.
That's Lauren Anthony reporting. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Five people died Friday as thousands defied India's government and took part in protests against a new citizenship law. The five people were killed in violence that erupted in several towns of Uttar Pradesh, where stone-throwing crowds clashed with police and set vehicles and a police post on fire. About 10,000 people protested outside New Delhi's Jamia Millia Islamia University, the site of weekend clashes in which students accused police of using excessive force that sent dozens to the hospital. Thousands of other protesters stood inside and on the steps of New Delhi's Jama Masjid, which is one of India's largest mosques. The protests, now in their second week, have taken 13 lives as crowds have sometimes turned violent. The new law offers a path to Indian citizenship to Hindus, Christians, and other faiths who have been persecuted in Muslim-majority countries that border India. It does not make the same offer to Muslims. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday criticized the International Criminal Court for moving closer to opening an investigation in the occupied Palestinian territories. ICC Chief Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda said she was satisfied there's a reasonable basis to proceed with an investigation.
The preliminary examination into the situation in Palestine has concluded with the determination that all the statutory criteria under the Rome Statute for the opening of an investigation have been met.
Netanyahu called it a dark day for truth and justice.
The ICC prosecutor's decision has turned the International Criminal Court into a political tool to delegitimize the State of Israel.
The announcement ended years of preliminary inquiries into alleged crimes by both Israeli forces and Palestinians. Boeing's new Starliner capsule has gone off course during its first test flight, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
While the launch was flawless, a half hour into the flight, Boeing reported a problem. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says it appears the timing system had an error.
And that anomaly resulted in the vehicle believing that the time was different than it actually was.
The result was the capsule didn't get into the right orbit and burned too much fuel to try the planned docking with the International Space Station. Bridenstine says had astronauts been aboard,
there was no time at which they would have been unsafe during any of this.
A fully successful flight could have seen Boeing launching astronauts by summer. That's now in doubt. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. stocks hit record closing highs again on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 0.3%. The S&P added 0.5%, and the NASDAQ rose by 0.4%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.